League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you feeling low, lower boobs, lower estrogen, lower expectations for life in general, lower amounts of Fs to give? Well, you're not alone, and we've got the lowdown. The ladies of Nursing and Cursing are here to welcome you to our sequel, Aging and Raging, the podcast. I'm Kate.
I'm Molly.
I'm Christine.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Allie.
And together, we are aging and raging.
Hey, ladies, we're back. It is Aging and Raging. Hi, girls.
Hi, girls.
Hey.
The question this week is, what's happening to my body? Did you guys used to read that book, What's Happening to My Body, book for girls?
Loved those books.
You know Allie, what? No one ever got me those books, which I think says a lot about
me. Sarah. I know those books from Molly and Allie's house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was one, What's Happening to My Body, book for girls, and I was obsessed with it. But
I remember it vividly, actually. The pubic hair section in particular stood out.
I think mom also got us What's Happening to My Body, book for boys.
She did. She did, because I remember them both at your house.
Fully informed.
Mm-hmm. She was like, come to me with no questions whatsoever. Yes. All the reading material is on the table.
You know, that's super progressive. I'm really proud of her.
I don't know. I think that was for our brother, but we accidentally
found
it. I
was going to say that was for Colin. Oh. She didn't care who read what.
Good point.
Yeah. I
forgot about him. That's such a good idea. I need to get... Have you guys...
forget?
Did you do those books for your kids, Kate?
I got the boys one. The only person who read it was Edie.
So, I did.
And she was like, and actually, she's, yeah, it's it worked. She's like, which, disgusting.
What's the name of it?
Kate. It's like a What's Happening to My Body for boys. I don't know the name.
There's so many of them now.
Well, I gave Phoenix It's Perfectly Normal.
Oh, maybe that's the one.
Oh, yeah. My God. It's got like cartoon drawings.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's got like women going down on each other.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. It literally hits fucking topic. They do not miss anything. Guy on guy, girl on girl, man and woman. It's any masturbation, female.
Standing up, I feel like you're lecturing, and I love it.
She looks like she's doing a
fucking energy.
She's
now doing I'm gonna stand up. Now I'm gonna stand up.
Oh, okay, it did feel like a TED talk, and okay. I was into
I'm on
it.
A stool. I'm
but
on
guys,
a stool.
Imagine if they made a drawing book like that, but for women in their 40s.
Okay, so actually, a friend of all of ours, has a book for her daughters that I got a hold of.
Okay.
And, you know, I was just bored on a Saturday thumbing through the book at her house. And it did go, it's burned into my mind. It starts as the baby, it's a drawing, they're sketches. And it will start, these are the females, baby. Toddler, kid, mm-hmm. All of these are naked.
Okay.
Then they have the pubes and the boobs. Now
they're like a family of gorillas.
Yes, it's like starting small and going bigger, and then it gets to, I think probably the woman who's got her large breasts and her curves, and then it starts shrinking down again.
Oh no.
And then it goes into an elderly woman. Can we say geriatric?
This is a geriatric. Okay.
But does it skip 40s?
An aging woman.
It goes through all the stages, Critty. It goes through our stage too. But
what does our stage look like?
So right after our stage, or maybe during our stage, you can start saying, oh, she's got like a little bit of a pot belly happening. Which I heard the Mel Robbins podcast call it a fanny pack, and I almost fucking died.
Oh, that hurt. That really hurt.
God damn it. God damn it, Mel. So, but you, it's not like from the side. It's from the, it's a drawing from the front, so it's just a little line under the belly,
like a soft little
a soft smile, soft smile,
like the underside of a starfish.
We're so happy about it.
The body starts hunching and getting shorter, and that line, that soft smile, is just becoming more and more defined. So recently,
so we still get definition,
because that's what this podcast, that's what this topic is, what's happening to my body for middle-aged women. Recently I was like, gosh, I think my jeans are too tight, or like my undies are too tight, like maybe I'm going up a size, because every time
I love how you say that, going up a size. It's like we're five. Like, yay. I ate all my dinner.
Getting undressed. I'm like, oh, there's like an indent where my underwear falls. Oh, my underwear must be too tight. Oh, wait, no, it's not an indent. It's actually that line happening. I'm so, guys, help.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
It's like there no matter what.
Kind of.
It's like it wants something to fall over it.
Right. It wants you.
And something is falling over it.
Oh.
There's like the belly is falling over it.
Over the line.
Mm-hmm. I mean. Yeah. Molly, I feel like mine is like that too, and has been like for like 2 years.
It's not just, oh, I've got a little pooch. No, the line.
Yeah. From I know exactly
like
what you mean.
From hip to hip. And I got a little bit of age on you guys. What, 2 years, a year and a half?
18 months.
About 18 months.
17, 18 months.
Two grades.
You do have two grades on us.
For our new listeners, 18 Molly, months. You're just 30, coming 50. On. We have known each other since.
Boobs and pubes.
Most of us did.
Pre-pubes.
Fifth grade. Pre-pubes.
Yeah. Fifth grade.
Pre-pubes for me.
Sarah and I met in fourth grade.
And Allie and I are sisters.
Yeah, so that's a lifetime. We've
known each other a long time.
And we've known Kate since beginning of ninth grade.
Yeah, boobs and pubes.
Yep.
Boobs and pubes. We met you at boobs and pubes. Yeah, so it's been a long time.
A lot of changes. This is a lot of change.
We've seen each other through so many changes.
When did you guys get your periods?
13.
What? Seventh grade.
It's so weird because I feel like I had one period and then it was like end of eighth before I felt like I was getting my period on a regular.
Well, yes. But how old were you when you got it?
Seventh grade.
So that's probably.
Allie, how old were you?
I was almost 15. I was 14.
Me too.
Wow. Oh, were you guys really? You guys were you were gymnasts too, though. Like, do you think that has something to do with it? You were so lean.
Allie was like a real gymnast.
Probably. Yeah. It was pretty much 14.
I was in Winter Guard.
The height of my career.
I was a gymnast sister.
Sarah was in Winter Guard, and that athleticism was next to none.
Unparalleled.
Flipping that thing.
It was right before ninth grade started.
It was so cool. Yeah, it's crazy. Well, you know, on my end, I don't know body-wise. Well, sure, body-wise. But for me, my biggest changes have been hormonal of like no sleeping, sweat sleeping, rage, tears, uncontrollable tears, just a complete hormonal roller coaster. And like I'll go 4 months without a period. Then I'll have a period for like 30 days. Then, you know, it's just absolute crazy town. And I've had spells off and on in my life where my period's like that. And like, yeah, I kind of thought, oh, well, maybe it's just because I lost weight last year when my mom was sick. And I'm like, maybe that's why my period's happening like this. But then it started being steady and then it went back. And then I did all these tests. And they're like, no. This is just where you are. So I'm on all the things right now.
Hormone replacement
therapy. What am I on, you guys? Progesterone. So I've got huge progesterone tits.
Are you feeling any different yet? Like,
I mean, Sarah laughs when I say that, but to me, they feel really big.
Yeah, I just saw you this morning.
Yeah.
I gotta say,
What?
Sarah?
Let's go.
Get it out.
I don't know. I didn't see boobs. I didn't see.
Ouch.
I get okay. that. But you know, when you can feel that they're like bulging out.
Right. Even, yeah. It's like yeah. your first trimester.
Right. Yes. They feel that feel your titties so
are big. The size of your boobs don't actually have to do anything with the size.
Right.
You know I'm saying?
It's kind of yeah, like yeah. a state of mind, like big dick energy. I have big tit energy right now.
BTE, and it's, baby.
I'm walking around with some BTE and it is like, they are swole. They are vibing. I feel young again.
I love BTE. Oh. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah. So that's a good change. I have BTE. I hate people less, which I think has been good.
Since you got on your since hormone you got, therapy.
Are you yeah. sleeping any better?
You know, I'm falling asleep so easily. I still wake in the night, but not, but it's getting better to fall back asleep. Usually I would wake up in the night and that's it. I'm done. I'm up for the day. And now it's like maybe an hour and a half and I can go back, which when still you, is a buzzkill, but I'm calling it a win, you know?
When you go like deep into yourself, do you feel like uh-huh. you gave your body the answer it wanted? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, do you feel like you're meeting a need?
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
No, it was so bad, guys. Like the last 6 months have been horrors. Also, it's like that feeling of where's my phone? Where are my keys? But and like exacerbated to a point of like, something's not right with you. Like I was traveling and leaving my phone in cars, in hotel rooms, like a little bit beyond the normal forgetfulness to like psychotic level. And I'm like, what the
like
fuck
that's
is going on?
24/7.
No, same. Well, that's been all of us for years, but guys, this was on a different level to where when I was having the conversation of like forgetfulness and this and that, the doctor's like, oh, that's a huge thing. That's
flag,
a huge
right.
component, brain fog, like missing things, mm-hmm. like feeling, and honestly, like drive, like any ambitions, like gone, any motivation. I can't explain it. It's like ADHD on a whole other level.
Chrissy, mm-hmm. one of my good friends also just recently got on progesterone, but she said that her biggest motivator to go to the doctor was uh-huh. she has always taken ADHD medication her whole life.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she was checking her dose over and over again. Like, this can't be the dose I've always been on. My brain is not working.
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
It helped her so much.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
I would say that's been my biggest, you know, I haven't smile lined yet, but I'm sure it's coming for me down the pipeline.
Bless you.
I hopefully not. Maybe it doesn't. Like, does mom have a smile line now,
yes.
Molly?
When I saw it in the book, Allie, it's actually part of everybody. Everybody's getting it.
Okay.
It's part All of. Right.
It's just coming. Not a matter of if, but when.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's so weird. My body looks exactly like that.
I love
I remember
calling it a smile.
Yeah.
I remember being pube high to my mom's body and looking at her body.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like, just like repulsed and repelled. Mm-hmm. And also just like taking it in, like the ripples, the textures, the colors.
Yeah.
Textures? Oh, God.
And it's almost like.
Hopefully not the smells.
It's almost like sometimes when I step out of the shower and I see my own naked reflection, I'm like, it feels like seeing a ghost. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, Chrissy scary. Can tell you because yeah. we exercise together in the morning.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we started noticing my body odor smells different.
Oh my God, yeah. you guys.
Yeah. Oh God.
Sarah's yep. body
it's
odor.
It's not subtle.
You're not alone.
It smells like, go.
Chicken soup.
It smells like Campbell's chicken soup. You guys, we will be working out in 30 minutes in. It smells like a pot of chicken soup being stirred on the stove. It is the weirdest.
No wonder ND keeps coming back for more.
Right. Oh, so yeah. wholesome.
That's
like, I feel like that's like yeasty. That's like a yeasty smell.
No. It's not.
No. It's fresh off the stove.
Herbs? Like herbal?
No, from a can.
It's salty.
From a can, Campbell's.
It smells okay. salty.
Like the
salty.
The kind with the noodles and like the fake square yeah. chicken. Preservative. Okay. A lot of preservatives.
A lot of preservatives. Well, maybe I'm just like leeching them out of my body. I don't
Allie's
know
right.
what
I did.
It could
be way worse.
It could Absolutely. Be so much worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is just like one sign, but I guess what I like where it came, like why that thought dislodged was because this is what happened to my mother. I can remember.
You remember the smell?
I remember her smell.
Okay.
Oh, of Campbell's?
Tell us more.
It wasn't exactly the same as mine, but I remember her smell after she exercised.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Dot. Okay.
And
And
you were
like,
that it
ew.
was like it changed. And I hated it.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so my daughter's like, she
How
won't let me get
sad.
near her after I
Really?
exercise. But Augie will always be like, I'll hug
Okay.
you. I'll hug you. I'll hug you.
Oh.
Watch how much I love you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh,
this is
luckily
how much I
my
love
kids
you,
don't have this problem.
Stank ass
hoe. Stank ass hoe.
Okay. But Sarah, how about the crotch? Any different?
Are we going to do that? Are we doing this?
Does that also smell like a Campbell's can of...
It's a dinner roll.
Does it also smell like Campbell's?
This is a great ad for Campbell's. Free advertising.
A dinner roll, Kate? What? Like a donut, like a sweet dinner roll donut.
That's good.
Come and get it.
Like a yeast roll.
It smells like
saying.
Beef. Tastes
like yeast
roll.
Like a big fat like, yeast roll.
For those of you,
you
from
guys,
the South.
Yes, like
Shoney's.
I sweat. I have
Shoney's.
Crotch sweat when I exercise.
Who doesn't? Bread. We all do. We all do.
It looks like I peed my pants after
if
I
you
exercise.
If you're doing it right.
I don't think that's middle age. That's just a sweaty ass pussy.
Are you there, God? It's me, Mom.
Oh,
oh
God.
God.
So none of you guys are having like eight rage like I was having. We're like,
I am having rage.
We're all
yes,
having
like,
rage.
But like exacerbated though. This was like I would wake up and anybody's voice was like nails on a chalkboard.
Yes.
Anybody's.
Ask my husband how things are going. That's how you could probably tell.
Okay.
Honestly, it feels like that it's like any sensitivities that I had as a younger person feel heightened.
Right.
Yes.
I get that.
And
like
the things
sound
coming out
and...
of my mouth, like these light bulbs are too intense.
Yes.
Like even that.
Same.
It's like turn off the radio. The oven's like doing its thing, and I can't have this many noises going on. I verbalize
turn
that.
Off the radio, the oven's on. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Period wise, I am sturdy as ever.
That's crazy.
You know, with my it did change from 23-day cycle to 21 fucking days, bitches. 21 days.
Packed.
Me too.
Horror from beginning. 21 days from day one to day one. So do that math.
Well, so you're just always hemorrhaging.
It's like no time off. But
you have like a 3-day, you have like a 3-day window where things are probably feeling okay.
Yes, where I'm like mentally also like, things I can do this.
Not me too, Molly. My cycle, Molly, you and I are so similar. My cycle also just got really compressed.
Yeah, it's whack.
And,
but it's super steady.
Yeah, mine's still really steady. It's just like it's also like there's no, remember how when you were younger there might be like a build up, like you'd be like light, you'd have be like light day one, light day two, heavy day three or four.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like like everything's really loose, the damn just like the floodgates come up.
Okay,
like, there's no trickle down. It's
we've
just
already we've always been period sisters.
Mm-hmm. The floodgate comes down.
Floodgates open and I'm just hemorrhaging clots.
Hemorrhaging clots, clots, clots.
For 2 to 3 days.
I made Edie look at. I made Edie look at like it was like a salamander sliding down my leg.
Oh
I was
my
like,
God.
Edie, look, Edie, look.
What you made her look?
I was like, look. I want to.
This
tell
is
you
what's
something.
Coming for you, honey.
That's an education right there.
Enjoy.
So how is it for you guys? Was like, do you talk about this with your partners? Like, hey, I'm. You know, this is like what I'm going through now, and here's like what to expect. Like, are they? any education at all on this stuff? Because I talk about it all the time.
No, I get hot, really hot, and when it happens, it's like the kind where I have to go to the freezer and like
Oh,
stick
wow.
my
Stick
head
your head in.
there. But it's not all the time. It's comes in and out. And we kind of chuckle, but no, I'm on my own trip.
I'm on
I
my
got you.
own trip too, and I feel like that's also, I don't know. I think the man has to be locked into the female experience from day one. Like,
Yeah.
you need
It's
some.
like so hard for them to grasp, like even
I have friends that
BS.
are taking their husbands on the step-by-step journey, and they're just like
But I
in
mean,
it.
like,
Like,
I
this
took
is
my
the.
husband on a step-by-step journey when I was pregnant, and he was always 5 steps behind me.
Totally.
Yeah,
And
I'm not
so
even on a
just
step-by-step journey on the Walmart delivery order.
I'm
Never
just like,
mind.
I'm just providing
Yeah.
education. Like, I just am walking around spitting off facts. Like, here's where, your testosterone levels are this. Here's what happens to our levels. And then our levels go like this. And probably half the time he's not listening at all, but I'm just walking around spouting facts.
I
Just.
know, but my husband's probably hearing like my problem. My husband's probably just hearing like, I'm a bitch. This is why. I'm a bitch. This is why.
But that is what it is for me. I'm like, let me explain to you why I fucking hate all of you and why I need you to get out of
Right.
the house with the kids now.
But I,
Yeah.
to in JJ's defense, I'm also the kind that can be like, I've explained a million times that my anxiety and my rage around my period is really intense. It's out of body. I don't feel like I can control it. It's like the anxiety builds and builds. Then I have a blackout tantrum. Then I'm coming back down.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that's
But I
me
all.
every time. Like, how, why is
I explain
anxiety with your period? I hate
hormones,
it.
hormones,
It's
everything. Well,
awful.
that's part of it.
But
That's part of
anxiety's
it.
crazy. The anxiety's
So weird.
insane.
Yeah.
The anxiety is so bad. Like trembling and like feeling scared out of my mind. Like everything in my world is wrong. I can't get on top of anything. I'm not seeing anything through. But
Right.
when
Okay.
I feed him the education,
Yeah.
then I'm just like, I don't know. In an ideal world, that would just be met with understanding. But in my world, I'll be like, do you take the trash out? Is this the period rage you were talking about?
Oh, okay.
Oh no, just throwing it back in your face. Got it.
So it's like
Yeah.
I'm doing an education, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to highlight it because in my mind, I'm still
Highlight
somewhere
it.
between 14 and 26.
Right.
And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, I'm not really ready
To accept, right?
it
Yeah,
myself
we're
right.
still
20 is so
grasping it. I'm
weird.
grasping.
Right.
What the
That's so
hell?
yeah,
And
like
we
you
could have
got
10 years, you know?
easily.
Easily.
Guys, my
Easily. We
doctor
got
said, I just
more.
want you to know you still have eggs. You could still get pregnant. You've probably got another 10 years on your hands of this.
Please do it.
I mean, Molly, we
Please do
have
what?
at
Have a
least 10
baby?
years.
Give
Yeah.
Cinnamon a brother.
I
Please
need to
have a
give
baby. I
Cinnamon
want to take care of your baby.
another multi-poo human
I'll
breed.
nurse your baby.
I'm not going to do it, but what I'm telling you is I am very stoked that I'm starting to handle it because it is another decade-long journey. And I do feel
Right.
like,
Yeah, good you
it
got on
is,
it now.
it's just so overlooked. And I think obviously now there's
Overlooked.
such a movement on it. It's a hot
Yeah.
topic. But I think that's good because like taking care of it is sweet,
True.
you know?
But Molly's so right. It's the weird, the thing for me is like the cognitive dissonance. Like I have
Yeah.
body dysmorphic disorder, but I have the kind where like I feel like I am 25 and then I see a picture.
Well, same. And you're like, oh
I
shit.
I'm like, instead of thinking I look worse than I do, in my mind I look better than I do. So when I
That's good.
that's
So
great.
good.
Right. But when I so when I see a picture,
Right. But then you see yourself and it's like, wow, that's
I'm like,
a
who the fuck?
devastation. Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? Who the
That's
fuck?
why our eyes go, you know? My mom talks about this.
So
Yeah,
you
your eyes go. Yeah, you look in the mirror
see
and you like you just can't really see all what's happening
It's like
and
a
you think you look
natural Zoom
great.
filter. It's just like,
Yeah.
oh, that's
It's for other
brilliant.
people and yourself, and you look in the
Right.
mirror and it does
No,
like
but
your
Allie,
eyes can't see all the garbage.
I'm talking about like the pants I ordered will come and I open them. I'm like, oh my God, these are huge. Maybe JJ can wear them or I'll just send them back. And then when I'm gonna try them on, they're too small.
Yeah.
It's
That's what
like
happens to me all the fucking
these
time.
matching PJs Sarah and I are wearing right now. Thank you very much from Marshalls.
They're so good.
Um, Yeah, we're both like, this makes no sense. These are large, like, but they must be running so
It
fast.
That's why they're at Marshall's. The sizing's all fucked. They
It's
can't
off.
handle
But no, I get what you're saying.
It's like
And yeah,
reverse vanity
I
sizing.
was telling Critty, like, oh my God,
Yes.
my skin, like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't
Oh,
have
yeah.
blackheads anymore, but it turns out it's just because I can't see. He was like, try
Yeah.
your readers.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Put
Molly
your
had me
readers
get
on
up
and
to her face the other day, and she was like, "Do I have any?" And I was like, "Just a couple. You won't have that many,
okay.
to be honest."
I have rosacea now. I don't have blackheads anymore, but I have rosacea, and it's so weird because I don't
How
know. It's
often is it just does it con like tell me about rosacea?
No, my cheeks are just always red and inflamed permanently.
I'm gonna rephrase that.
It's
You
kind of a
look
nice
so,
thing.
they're like pink and rosy. Whenever you send us a picture, like, look at my rosacea, I'm like, oh my God, she looks
But
like she
it
went to
doesn't feel
Sephora.
good,
I
always thought
Molly.
rosacea felt was just like
I don't
another
know.
blush name.
But it's like
Blush shade.
when I stand next to like Edie and her face is just
Ooh.
one, or Mavis and her face is just one. How my face used to be, like the
One color.
one color, and that color is extremely pale, the color you came into the world. I'm like a different color now. I'm like a completely different color. I'm a deep pink to a red all of a sudden.
Right, and they're just like porcelain. They're straight porcelain.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
I could talk about the fanny pack, guys, for hours. I'm not a large person, but in the last year especially, my fanny pack is insane. Like, if I get, of course, when we get on all fours,
Oh, does
Oh,
it jiggle?
yes.
I mean, no,
Can't
get
suck
on
it.
all fours and no, you cannot. There's nothing you can do. It's just like, it's
Do you
just
think
going, this thing going towards the
you can't
ground.
even suck in
No.
because
No,
the more
core
you suck
strength
in, the
isn't
worse it
there.
gets.
It's almost worse when you're skinny and you have one. It's so something.
You know what
Wow.
kills me if I'm ever on all fours? I know exactly what my face looks like because I've sent you guys a picture of me leaning over the camera. Imagining that face being fucked from behind, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Do you think that's the real reason she named the book All Fours? Miranda Gyllenhaal.
Why? Because of
Like,
what your fanny pack does after
yeah,
your
it's
40s?
actually about your fanny pack when you're on all fours.
Could be.
You
Because I've
know, just
never seen anything like this.
Allie, when you wake up, you have a huge poop and you're emptied. It's still there looking like you just ate a meal. I just
It's
can't
still
envision
there.
this on you.
Yeah, it's
It's
fat. It's where
fat.
my body now stores fat in this
Got it.
one particular area, a
Okay.
huge, and I've always sort of had this after my second kid, though. It was crazy. It's just like, because I might have like a really flat stomach, except there
Right.
is a huge bulge. So
Okay.
it's like worse than just being a little bit fat.
Do you have a
No, I
hernia?
get
I'm
that because I'm
asking
a
you
little bit right.
seriously.
Like,
Do I
you
have a
can have,
hernia? Oh my
do you
God,
have a
maybe.
hernia?
I
I
don't
thought I had a
know.
six pack once and it was a hernia.
Does
After
it's a
maybe.
hernia hurt?
No,
A
It doesn't
hernia?
have
That's not
to.
what she has because, no,
I don't
she
think so.
has
Hernia
just
wouldn't be
fat.
that
She has a
big.
fanny pack.
I have a
You
fat
don't
fanny
have a
pack is all I
hernia. It's
have.
not
Yeah.
a
Fat,
hernia.
but it's just
No
that's
one's
where you store
listening.
fat in that one tiny spot, lucky for
I
you.
mean, once my aunt was visiting and I was in a bikini and she was like, Al, she thought I had something medical going on. She was like, what the, Allie, what is going on? I'm sorry, what's going on with your stomach? And I was like,
Wow, that's really nice.
oh, I was like,
That's
oh, this is
mean.
just where I store fat after my second kid.
This is where I
Oh,
store fat now.
okay. All
If
right.
she
Well, that's not okay. That's absolutely
sucks.
not okay.
She thought I had a hernia, Sarah, or
Well,
something.
just for people
She.
to have context, Allie is like very petite and has always been like muscular and 0% body fat. So that's why
Anyway.
I'm asking in shock, like, wait, what do you
Guys,
mean?
I have two hernias on like the sides of my thighs.
That's crazy. Wait, one other thing we need to talk about that we've talked about privately on the thread, but I think it's important to note, and I think Molly brought this to light, is when you're laying down
Face
and
down.
your stomach.
You're
Face
just
down.
laying on your stomach.
Okay, picture
because the
this.
kid, yeah, Molly, take it away, because this was really your finding.
Right. I mean, for years, take a bubble bath, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Come on out of the bubble bath. Oh, you're exhausted. You're wrapped in a towel. You go to your room. You close the door and boom, face down onto the bed. And you're just
face
like,
down, ass up. And you're in a deep sleep.
You're just seriously just face down on the bed and you're naked.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Back FDAU. In your 20s, 30s, whatever.
Yeah.
That might have been a beautiful scene to walk into.
Right. Super sexy.
You know, like your
Cider curves, House Rules. Whatever. I feel like there's, I
and
saw that.
Now,
like a Renaissance painting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The way in which your muscles have let go on your ass and gravity, it's pulling the two butt cheeks to the side and your butthole is exposed.
Oh my God.
So if somebody walked in, they would see your fucking anus.
That's oh my not God. True.
It's just kind of like a soft really? Opening, like a
Sarah, you don't have it because you have a fucking badonkadonk. That's so.
Yes, Sarah, like, you're protected. You've been genetically protected.
I'm trying this
what
right
is
now.
Allie doing?
I'm trying. I have to try this out.
You have to be are naked.
But are you going to take a picture, Allison?
No, but Allie, I was just trying to get the feeling.
I want your father-in-law to walk in.
I'm going to say you definitely have it.
Oh, I definitely have it on the front.
Not
like if what? I lay I'm sorry, down on
what?
My back.
What?
Oh, God. What if I was talking about
Sarah,
my family back?
Are you talking
I
about
thought
your
you
lips?
Were talking about your vagina?
Me too.
Okay. If
what?
No, hey. I was talking about my boobs.
Oh, the titties fall to the side. Not mine because I don't have any. But
me neither. I don't have any.
So, are you telling me
mine stay put?
Am I the only one here who has discovered it?
Probably
it's definitely
not.
Definitely happening to me. I'm not investigating it whatsoever.
I haven't investigated it, Molly, but once you said it and I tried it, I was like, I feel like I feel it. Like I feel a little draft of air.
There's
on
a little
the hole.
Air.
Draft.
Exactly.
And then if you want to check, hit. Just do a reach around.
It also feels like, don't you feel, I feel like it also feels like I had some sort of like epidural on all my muscles below my belly button. Nothing contracts anymore. Yeah. Nothing, I can't
and
get
if you did yes. try to, if somebody walked in and you tried to squeeze... It's gonna be wrong.
Well, it would just flex the bottom dimples, but the hole would still be exposed. Do you know what I mean? Like it would just taper off at the bottom if you flexed.
Right.
The top
and then we haven't
open.
Even talked about the boobs. Like
nothing to say.
I'm like, something's touching my lower stomach. What and I'm like, oh my God, I'm hunching.
Imagine nursing boobs. Four kids.
Mm. Oh my God, Kate.
Yeah, you guys remember for a little while, you remember for a hot second when like droopy boobs were in? I feel like there was just a moment of time when like.
No. The 70s? The 70s?
Yes. Chrissy.
The 1970s. They were very like flappy.
More recently, but yes, Chrissy, like it would be like a halter top with your dangly titties.
I just saw this on Instagram today because I get like bra ads and they refer to them as relaxed. Those are called relaxed.
Wow, relaxed titties.
Mine are the only thing about me that's relaxed.
Is your titty and your anus?
We'll take
I
am
far gone.
So blessed.
Mine are pretty uptight.
My husband loves my droopy titties.
Oh,
yeah.
Are great,
Sarah. Oh my God.
They really dangle.
Have a lot
I'm sure Molly's husband loves an open butthole as well.
Just like a buffet.
My God.
I just mean like, of course.
Nope, cue it.
And failing it.
She cut you off so hard.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Okay, nail fails. We're back. I'll go first.
Okay.
My nail. Oh my God. What was it? Oh God. The progesterone. Yeah. Let's up it. My nail. Is that, I have one. I'm going to Europe in a couple of days. I'm super.
Huge nail.
Yes. Yes. Nail. Vacay. Taking the whole fam. We're going to Paris. We're going to London.
Yes. Oh
I got some Sabrina Carpenter surprise I'm pulling for them.
Amazing.
We're making some macaroons. We're going to see my uncle in London. It's going to be awesome. So that's my nail.
That's so great.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Huge. And then my fail is that I was imagining flying there in coach. And you know,
with
my
Snoop.
Kids.
With Snoop.
No, it's, with Snoop. No, but I was like, man, my kids have sleeping problems and like we're in coach and Levi has anxiety and he keeps asking if we could sit in the lay down seats. And obviously that's way too much money. So I joined LinkedIn Professional and I emailed the COO of our airline and I was like, hey, listen.
What?
Where is this going?
I'm taking my family to Europe and, you know, my uncle was a longtime flight attendant. I would love if we could make this part of our story that
just
you
shoot
guys
shot.
I shot the shot, motherfuckers. You miss 100% of the shots you can't take. And it was a beautiful email about like continuing the Delta legacy and honoring my uncle.
Okay, taking notes.
And please be part of our, make this be part of our story.
Did your uncle ever work for as a flight attendant?
No, he did not.
Don't come clean here.
You were fucking lying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have any uncle that worked for the airline.
Oh, but like, whatever. And I guess the failure didn't write me back. And I paid like, you know, $200 or whatever to join LinkedIn Professional. And I'm like, screw it. I got to email him directly. That's my fail.
I thought this story was ending with you getting an upgrade.
Me too.
No, it was my fail. I shot my shot and I didn't. I didn't
great
get
job
it.
Trying. Is there any chance that maybe
I should have handwritten him? I should have handwritten
maybe,
the letter.
Though, you could hear from him soon?
Yes.
I mean, we leave Friday. My fantasy is like we get there, we check in, and they're like, surprise, you've been upgraded to business class.
It might happen.
It probably won't. I think a handwritten letter could have done it.
No, he didn't. He wouldn't have opened it.
You don't think?
I would have. If I were the CEO of Delta, I definitely wouldn't open a handwritten note asking to be bumped to first class.
No, but you guys, it was the most beautiful letter. Obviously, it had ChatGPT.
ChatGPT did it.
I mean, I told a beautiful story to ChatGPT, and I was like, now make this, you know, come to life, really. I'll send it to you guys. I'll post it on our Instagram.
Oh, my God. If somebody works for Delta and sees Chrissy's, please.
It's actually not Delta. I purposely said the wrong airline.
We're flying Delta this summer, and now I want to try.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you never know.
I want to write something more honest. Like, I just can't possibly bear to sit in coach with my four children. So I'm just looking for a single upgrade for myself.
Someone throw me a fucking bone for once in my life.
A motherfucking
every time
bone.
I fly coach, I get a crick in my neck.
Ruins
I can't
the whole
take
trip.
It ruins the entire trip. I'm not able to walk.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Please
God.
Help.
Mm. Who's next?
I'll tell you guys. Sorry, Molly. You want to know?
Go ahead, Sarah.
I'm going to tell you my fail.
Okay.
I spent quite a bit of money, and I bought tickets for the kids, for them, and for each bring a friend, and me and Hudson to go to this new Capybara Cafe.
Mm-mm.
No,
okay. It's like a giant rat.
Great
for those
fail.
Of you who
okay,
don't
what's
know.
Next?
Yeah, for people who don't for those live, who don't know, they are the largest rodent.
That's so Florida to have a rodent cafe, you guys.
Ew. Sarah,
and
so
as a teacher,
weird,
I can tell you the kids are just into this right now.
I was into this. I loved capybaras. That's what I'm like.
Sick.
Scrolling Instagram.
It's a rat.
Capybara, 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 capybara. Those in the know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
rat.
No idea.
And a rat, and a rat.
In my mind, they were so cute and cuddly.
They're just
they online.
Giant
they make
guinea
them
pigs.
Look so sweet.
No, they don't.
Then we go. So to the cafe, you sit in a room. And they just like bring two of them in or something.
A cafe like you're ordering food and beverage with rats?
No.
So I feel like their hair is really coarse. I feel like they're like giant
their hair
pigs.
Is so coarse. And let me tell you something.
Shudders.
Shiver me timbers.
There's no soul behind their eyes.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, what?
No.
There's nothing.
Not tonight.
Were they bred?
Sorry.
Like
no.
Cinnamon? Like
Cinnamon has soul, bitch.
Cinnamon is
soulful.
He is
I'm kidding.
A
Cinnamon does.
Being.
He is.
He's the godfather of soul, okay?
These things are terrifying.
They're literally, they're giant guinea pigs. So you're totally clueless.
Because I would definitely take my kids there.
Ugh.
What's wrong with you people?
Don't do it. Fucking weird. Don't do
it's
that.
It's disturbing.
What did it you spend? What was the spend? Tell us the spend.
Come clean, Sarah.
Just let it out.
It was 30 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, itchy.
$50 per person.
Shut your...
Oh, okay. We're going to put that sale away, pretend it never happened, move on.
Well,
can you Amex dispute that? That's terrible.
You released it.
But then I took him to a cat cafe a different time, and it went really well. It went really well.
Yeah, you know what, Sarah? The capybara, whatever... It was in the New York Times. My dad blasted that article to everybody in our family, and the subject line was, "Thank God we left Florida."
My students.
Thank God we left Florida.
Whatever.
That is
so students
good.
Love it.
Students love it.
Oh, God.
Yes. And
ew. You heard it from Molly.
Students love it, and it might be. Yeah,
my dad.
I just feel like it could bite you and disease you. Like it to me, it just seems very.
No, I just feel like you could stab them and you wouldn't care.
It sounds like a place for small children and mother-in-laws.
Hell,
she went there.
Why? Just I don't know. Like
Allie, what's your nail fail?
Allie, what's your nail fail on this topic? As I didn't have one going into this, I'm like, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. But Sarah, you reminded me. Just in same old Allie fashion, walking around the house in the morning, 6 a.m. on the rug, step on something. And I'm like, oh, fuck, what is that? And I look down and I'm like, no, 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 no. That cannot be what I think it is. And it was just the head, just the head of a rat. With the teeth and the whiskers coming out?
No.
Yeah.
Allie,
the
you
cat
stepped on
took
it?
Everything else, and it was just a rat head on my rug that I stepped on barefoot. Mm-mm. Like the guts coming out of the neck.
Do you go get like a tetanus shot after that, or like what's protocol when you step on like an open?
Rinse your foot and pretend it never happened.
What if you had a wound on your foot?
You guys could already guess what I did. You just grabbed. The same as always
paper
for
towel.
Everything.
Get a broom?
Yeah. Get a
seventh generation. I knew it.
Done.
I know it's a seventh gen.
Just I feel like I think you might need to go Clorox for that.
Bleach.
Just like, yeah.
I don't understand why we're not getting
sponsored by seventh gen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Clorox and everybody. We
so many plugs today.
Right.
So many plugs.
Yeah.
Delta.
So many anal plugs. Okay, Kate, Molly, you're up.
We need one after what our body does.
I guess, you know, my fail was being at Target today, you guys, and what I sent you.
I didn't see what you sent, but I spent $200 at Target
today. Me neither.
Today.
I missed it, Mall.
You saw what I sent you. It was the video of my hand in the air dryer.
I thought that was at work or something.
That was Target.
I didn't
realize
that was filmed at...
That was at Target.
That was Targ.
That was
Molly,
Target.
That, it looked really dirty in the background.
Well, I was holding the phone with one hand because I washed my hands and went to dry them, and I saw in live time that my skin was rippling with the wind of the blower.
It was like the sail on a boat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really,
and then I was like, wait a minute, I need to show my friends. And when I took out my video camera, I realized I needed to go slow-mo.
That was the best treat of the day.
A woman standing behind Molly with dripping wet hands, like, what the absolute fuck is going on?
Like, why is this woman filming herself? But that was disturbing.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
Can't unsee that. Pretty, thanks for posting that on our
that was some great content socials. That made me
really
laugh
was.
My ass off.
Me too.
Thanks.
But what's my nail is just, I don't know, you guys, another day down.
another day down. Amen.
We're just another day through this summer.
My nail is that I taught Augie how to mow the lawn.
That's a
huge
great
nail.
Huge nail.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Good girl. It's can you teach me and my husband?
Sure.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a big help.
Huge. Katie girl, you're up.
Oh, mine's boring. Mine's boring. It involves my car like usual.
No.
I was picking the kids up and I couldn't find a parking spot, so I double parked. It's important because I lied about this later, but I double parked. And of course, I've been there for 1 second and a city bus came by and ripped the mirror off the side of my car.
Oh, gosh, darn it.
Damn
you
it.
Know, but you know when you're like so deep in denial that you don't want to acknowledge? I wouldn't even look up from the TikTok video I was watching. I already
you
knew
were
what
in
was
the
waiting
car.
For me.
You were in there.
Hate.
It must have been so scary and loud.
Yep, and I couldn't even look up. I was like, okay, I'm just going to finish watching the spaghetti this. Video. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to know more about meal prep. I can't cope. I cannot you're like, cope.
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Did anybody oh, man. See? I guess you don't know if anybody saw you.
Kids got in the car. I told Jeremy. He was like, were you double parked? I was like, of course not. Oh, my God. Immediately, he's like, you have to file a
Who
police
would do
report.
That?
I was like, I don't feel like we need to do all that.
You're like, New York's got bigger fish to fry than
I was like, I don't want to, I'm good. I don't feel like I need to file a police report. He goes to file a police report. The cop is like, no problem. All city buses have cameras. I was like, okay. I'm gonna
drop. Oh, my God.
I'm good to drop it. I'm good to drop it here.
We have to drop it.
And you came clean.
Okay, I go to take it to get fixed, and the great news is that it's a flat rate to get it fixed, and it's way less than we expected. It's not cheap, but it's so much less than we expected. So I'm feeling like great.
Okay, that's good.
We're handling it. The guy's like, no problem. Come back tomorrow. This happened last week. Come back tomorrow. We're gonna fix your mirror for you. The morning that I was literally, I pulled the car out of the garage to go fix my mirror.
Jake.
Guys, okay. I pull out onto the street and I just hear the sound, you know, the sound of the iceberg hitting the Titanic, like.
What happened?
The other mirror?
Nope, just the side of my car with a can opener.
Yay, man. It never ends.
And I called JJ.
That car has had some.
The worst part was he thought I was kidding. Like, good one.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah. No.
If only. Yeah.
If only.
So,
damn it,
like,
Kate.
My driving privileges almost revoked.
Wow. I have one of those too, Kate, last week on a boulder that we can go over later.
I always tell Jay, only lion tamers get eaten by lions. I'm the one that's always driving the kids around. So, of course, that's I'm true. The one that's always crashing the car.
Of right. course. The there time spent.
Failing it.
Just always just that anxiety. Am I cutting my friend off? Is she done? Did she have
that's
a...
for you to decide.
Oh, yeah. So much stress every week.
Damn. You can do all that.
Right. Well, we could go on and on. Sweat under the boobs,
yeah.
Wrinkles.
I mean, we didn't even
dry
hit
hair.
We didn't hit the knees yet. We'll get to that later.
I could do a whole episode on my legs.
Yeah, same.
I could. No, I seriously could.
Oh my God.
It's like melting candles, but
ears.
The
They're
ears.
So far away from me. My legs, like, I don't even pay attention to them. Yeah. There's so much going on, but like,
okay,
everybody,
so far
I don't
away.
Even see them.
Quickly, I want to be hung
lightning
upside
round.
Down.
Lightning yes. round. Name okay. one thing you love about yourself. Go.
Go ahead.
Heart.
Go first.
My heart.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love my bangs right now.
Love great. Your bangs.
My sense of humor.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
I was going to say it has to be physical, just a bang.
Yes. That's
wait, we'll
cheating.
Do that. Oh. We'll do that. Okay.
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 Again.
Come progesterone on. Titties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Supple.
There
big enough. Tit energy. Go. Someone else go. Oh,
my
come
calf.
On.
My calf muscles.
Allison.
My calf muscles. My calf muscles.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
I've always
right.
loved those.
Mm-hmm.
Those are implants, though, I thought.
No, baby.
Real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, Kate, Allie, come on. Move it.
I feel bad
I
that
my
I can't
hair.
Think of one.
Oh, your
I
hair.
Love your
hair.
Your
hair is
oh,
amazing.
Good, good, good,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Gray hair. Cap, Kate.
Come on, Kate. I could name 20 million things.
I know.
Me
same.
Too.
Guys,
me
I,
too.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I just feel like every area has been targeted. Like, it's not even low self-esteem. I'm like, oh, I do love my eyes.
Yes.
However, my eyelids are suddenly extremely hooded.
We're going to okay. go with your eyes. You have great
going
eyes.
With that.
Amazing eyes. With
okay. Sure.
Right. Eyes. Yeah.
Always a great time, girls. Love talking to you. Yeah, listeners, like it, share it, whatever.
Send it to a friend that you think it. Needs to hear this.
Yeah, please send
Absolutely
it to a friend.
Nobody needs to hear about our exposed buttholes. But...
Oh my God, I'm a lady. Bye.
Send it to somebody you don't want to be friends with ever again.
Yeah. Send it to somebody who
who you don't work with. Yeah. Don't send it to a work
you
colleague.
Don't know and never want to know.
Don't send it to a work colleague. Right.
Oh God.
Right.
I'm done for.
Done
but
for.
But can you guys please do me a favor and test that? Listeners, can you test it and just maybe drop us a DM?
Love that.
That's true. Somebody.
Drop us a DM.
We gotta figure this out, you guys. So well, help us out.
Yeah.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.